bringing it back to your house here at Rosie on the House. Welcome back on this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Hey, I want to congratulate Becky Terry from Glendale, our most recent winner for the Arizona Staycation. She ran by Sanderson Lincoln, picked up her MKS sedan, and ran off to one of our lodging partners in and amongst the great state of Arizona, like Molly Butler Lodge in Greer, Arizona, as well as Lazy Trout Market and Information Center, also in Greer. Listen, you go to the website, rosieonthehouse.com, and you register under the Travel Arizona Sanderson Ford Staycation icon right there on the homepage. Register your name. We pick a winner every single month. You get to go pick what car at Sanderson Ford or Sanderson Lincoln you'd like to drive. We've had winners from all over the state of Arizona take advantage of this opportunity. You pick up the car of your choice that's in their loaner lot, and they usually have many vehicles out there. You get to pick from whatever you want. Sweet Jennifer, my wife, gives you a gas card so it doesn't cost you a dime to go wherever you want to go. You let us know where you want to go, and we've got lodging partners all over Arizona that we can put you up at. So the lodging's taken care of, the gas is taken care of, you get to drive and test drive a brand new Ford or Lincoln, you get to go stay wherever you want, there are no blackout dates, you can do it whenever you want, and we're going to put in a gift basket from Soretta's Candy Company. Now listen, Soretta's is a family-owned operation in Glendale, Arizona. If you haven't been to their showroom, you've got to take the time to get over there and take a look at it. Get your Halloween candy now. You want to be the standout in your neighborhood? You want to be the house that the kids say, whoa, watch out, that's where I want to be. Well, get to Sarada and pick up their Halloween baskets. Hey, football fans, they've got a 4-pound chocolate football. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How about that? So it's the Arizona Staycation.
Some things going on this weekend. Sunday night, October 12th, 4 p.m. at Tucson Botanical Gardens. They're having their 40th anniversary celebration. You can get your tickets at TucsonBotanical.org.
Beautiful weekend to spend in the Tucson area.
Next Saturday night, it is the Young Farmers and Ranchers Farm Bureau Association Benefit Dinner. This is to raise money for everyone going into farming and ranching here in the state of Arizona. There's music, dancing, the game Cornhole. They have raffles, live and silent auctions. It's a $20 ticket that comes with a brisket dinner, and you can bet that beef was locally raised. It's coming from a local farm and ranch, along with all the side fixings that go with it. Two drink tickets. Children under 10 are only $10. That's azfarmbureau.org, azfb.org. You can email Christy Davis at azfb.org for more information as well. That's 6 o'clock next Saturday night.
Speaking of corn holing, that's the bag where you have the corn bean bags. You throw it in against the little ramp with a hole in the end. I was at the LSU-Auburn game last weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the game.
No.
But you, Romy, you can't believe the skill set those guys got down there on cornhole. There was a couple guys that were absolutely, I mean, they were dropping it in the hole from 30 feet away. And I said, man, how many tailgate parties do you have to go to get that good? He said, oh, about 30 years. He said, and then he found out I was from Phoenix. He said, but I tell you what, I go to the annual cornhole tournament in Phoenix every year, and I've never even placed.
Wow.
I didn't know we had a cornhole tournament in Phoenix, Arizona. Let's bring it back to topic. It's sustainability at your house, home, castle, or cabin with special guest Tom Riley of Renovations down from Prescott for this beautiful day. Thanks for coming down to studio and joining us, Tom. We always appreciate your brilliance in on air.
Well, I enjoy coming down here this time of year.
Yeah, it is. Yes, exactly. Hey, we were talking just before the break about things that we're about to see in innovations, and I'm pretty fired up. I think some of the super high technological smart stuff, we're going to cover it in a couple weeks. I think my generation is probably going to let a lot of that stuff go by. The younger kids, as they step into their first and second home, is going to become mainstream. But this sustainability issue and this technology and this new equipment development and the breakthroughs we're seeing are incredible. You were talking about one in particular.
Well, they have a basically what they do, and I'm not quite sure I understand all of it, but they have electronic components in stucco and in paint that can do a number of different things. One, they can change color. Number two, they can actually collect energy in getting photovoltaics and that kind of thing. They can collect energy and use that energy instead of putting the photovoltaic cells on top of the roof. But you'll be talking about that kind of stuff in the next hour. I know that because you have some solar guys coming in here that know a lot more about that than I do.
We do. I want to astound you with the fact that the sun, every 15 minutes, the sun provides enough power the Earth could be powered for 1 year. Every 15 minutes.
If we knew how to do it, and if we knew how to do it as efficiently as the universe does,
Go ahead.
Well, if we could do it as efficiently as the way we just haven't figured it out yet.
Oh,
getting there.
I got in a conversation when I got stuck in Midway Airport a couple weeks ago with that fire and was there overnight. I ended up in a conversation with a woman from Portland, Oregon, and she went on and on and on about what she knew about the technologies that were developing and just harvesting the energy from the tides.
Yeah.
How much energy are in the tides?
Oh, it's incredible.
Okay, folks, when we get back, we're bringing in Dan King from Harmon Solar. We're going to be talking about innovations and clarifying this issue of solar energy. It can be confusing, but it won't be if you'll stay tuned. Stick with us for one more hour. You'll have all the clarifications and answers you need.